not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May 29th edition of The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, with you for the next 2 hours. And my guest today is, as always on Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff, none other than Don Nikoloff. First, I got to go into a few announcements, as I do every day. And we want to go to Bobby if we want to email for Freedom to Fascism at freedom777 at safe. Dash mail.net. Again, that's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. And get a copy, take a look at it, familiarize yourself with it, pass it out to a friend, have a party, okay? Maybe just fix dinner for people and get their opinions on it. Or give it to them after you're done and ask for their opinion on it. Wake them up, folks. That's your job. As far as the gas out, remember, don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. We don't want these gas prices hitting $4 a gallon by midsummer. And as long as we all do our part to do so, I think that we can hopefully keep the prices down below that $4 mark. And tell everybody you know, do not buy gas at Exxon or Mobil. Talk to you for a few minutes about the pledge drive. We're still on a pledge drive. As you know, we're moving. It's still going to be in Round Rock. We're not going to move to Austin. I think they have secured a place, and we're moving at the end of next month, but we still have some bills to pay. We're still a little bit behind and need your help. Want to thank Rich in Ohio for his $15 donation. No Name in Rhode Island, $25. Chuck in South Carolina, $20. Bill in New York, $75. Thank you, Bill. Dayton in Los Angeles, $5. Joseph in Massachusetts, $20. And Pat in Florida, $50. Thank all of you so much. Remember, if you haven't already given a donation, or even if you have, dig down, give us some money. We need the help. There's a few back bills that need to be caught up. And hopefully we'll get current in the not-too-distant future. So if you would click on republicbroadcasting.org and go into PayPal, make a donation for 1,000, hopefully maybe 500, 100, 50, maybe 25, whatever you can, folks. In all honesty, just donate whatever you can donate. We really appreciate it. You can send your donations to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can simply pick up the phone and call 800-724-2719 and talk to the lovely voices of either Sandra or Julie. They would love to talk to you. So please take a minute. Figure out your budget. Go into your change jar, okay? If you got all that change like I do that's just building up, there's nothing to do with it, contribute it to RBN. It makes you feel good to do so. What I've got coming up today is, like I said, Don Nikoloff. We're going to explore a few different things today, just kind of a mishmash of a number of issues. Don's so knowledgeable to talk to. It's always fun having him up on the air. And I got a couple of articles here that I'm going to mention to him just to get his take on it. But I do want to mention that on the front page of USA Today, John just walked in and told me that right plastered on the front page, it's telling the United States, or the people, the American people, that we are indeed $59 trillion in debt. That's 5-9 with a T, trillion in debt. We'll be back after the break with Don Nikoloff. Stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. It's going to get good, folks, so hang around. I'll be back in three.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Now my special weekly guest, Don Nikoloff, on the other line. Don, are you with me?
I'm with you, Michael. How
hey,
are you?
Listen, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good.
Listen, I have a question.
If we can get Marcus to cut your level back, maybe 20 dB will be excellent.
He's laughing. All right, and he's giving me a thumbs up, so there we go. Hey, listen, John just walked into the broadcast booth here about 10 minutes ago and showed me right bold-faced blasted on the front of USA Today. It's telling the American people that we're 59 point some odd trillion dollars in debt. Have you seen that?
I heard something about that last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I've been sort of beating the drum about this for over a year and a half now, ever since I was looking into the Wantagate issue.
Right.
And it's actually a lot more money than what's printed in the paper.
Right. You know what concerns me?
Close.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying they're getting close with the amount now.
Yeah, what concerns me about that is that, you know, how they continuously pull the wool over the sheeple's eyes, and I'm just wondering now that they're finally starting to expose us if that doesn't mean there's something major on the horizon. You know, for example, the $2.3 million from the Pentagon, and the next day, you know, we had the 9/11 attacks. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, by the way, yes, we are $60 trillion in debt, but disregard that because something else worse is going to happen. You know, that's what always concerns me about these people.
Well, you have to ask yourself, how did we get in this position in 5.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
If they're spending the amount of money, I remember when they got their first chump change for the Iraqi war, wasn't it? They were asking for up to $80 billion. They were looking for like $30 billion and another $50 billion.
Well, yeah, that's because, you know, it was going to be a real quick thing, and they were going to accept us with flowers and candy, you know.
Yeah, well, we know it's in the trillions.
Right.
You know, and this figure, 59.9, or rounded off to 60 trillion, that's still 15 trillion plus the interest on the original 75 trillion that they stole from Ameritrust Group, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, Lecuona settled for $4.5 trillion, which he was going to pay taxes into the system. Now, just on the taxes on that $4.5 trillion, we're losing $200 billion a day in interest.
And it costs $300 billion a day to finance this fiasco that's going on in our country now.
Yeah, so you figure out what's going on. Does that sound like somebody that wants to save money or that wants to, you know, keep one set of books?
Not my financial estimation.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Anything, speaking of one. Anything else you want me to bounce off of you?
I didn't read that article, but what else did they say besides the 59 point?
Oh, I don't know. John walked in here and said, "Hey, you know, it's on the front page of USA Today." I haven't read the article. The only thing that he told me to announce for all the benefit of my listeners is tune in for his show because Bob Chapman will be on along with Robbie Noel, and they're going to expound on it in a little bit more elaborate detail.
Okay. Well, I would presume a lot of it has to do with the hedge funds that are getting frozen. You know, this news is coming out because they're freezing the money in the offshore accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calculating taxes. You know, they're going to do whatever they can to keep the public from knowing this is going on. But there are, again, I repeat myself, over 1,500 people just inside the beltway of Washington, D.C.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but would you not say that they're exposing just enough to not only, you know, give the American people a little bit of what's going on and condition them for what is possibly to come?
Exactly. They're just trying to condition us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would suspect that they're probably putting a Merrill's in the bank right now, getting us ready to spring this on us.
Well, I asked that question. A matter of fact, I mentioned on a show of mine a few weeks ago that there was a couple of rumors I'd heard about Ameros already being in certain banks, i.e. one of them was Bank of America. And then John chimed in on the speakerphone and said, it's not a rumor, it's true. So, you know, judging or, you know, from whatever, and I'm not saying this, but John Stadtmiller is telling me that, yes, there is indeed Euros and at least Bank of America. So they're gearing up.
Ameros, you mean.
I mean, I'm sorry. What did I say?
Yeah. Euros.
Oh, Euros. Well, you know, just as good, I guess. All right. Any updates on the Wantagate?
Well, there are the persistent stories that, first of all, in terms of the European Union and the charges that are being assessed to Great Britain when they bring Great Britain into the European Union. I mean, they're fighting to do this. And Gordon Brown, who is the successor of Tony Blair, is leaning towards the Illuminati. And it's most likely that if he decides to put Great Britain into the fold of the European Union, then they are going to owe some 1.243 quadrillion dollars to get into it.
My gosh.
Now, I mean, it's or maybe that's pounds. Maybe we have to double that somewhat to come up with the actual dollars.
Well, you know, speaking of the Illuminati, there was another article that was handed to me today by Chris, and I find this rather interesting. You know, I've had Lindsay Williams on my program, and he's always talking about buzzwords that the Illuminati uses. And I'll bounce this one off of you. This comes right out of Associated Press, and this is from Hillary Clinton.
Blech.
It says the presidential hopeful Hillary Rodham Clinton outlined a broad economic vision Tuesday, saying it's time to replace an quote on your own, unquote, society with one based on shared responsibility and prosperity. Now, are those not buzzwords for, you know, globalism? Let me continue on just a minute here. The Democratic senator said what the Bush administration touts as an ownership society really isn't on-your-own society that has widened the gap between the rich and the poor. And she says, I prefer we're all in it together society, she said. I believe our government can once again work for all Americans. I can promote the great American tradition of opportunity for all and special privileges for none. That means pairing growth with fairness, she said, to ensure that the middle class succeeds in the global economy. And you might as well replace the word global for New World Order economy. But this is the buzzwords that they use. And you know, I can just visualize the puppet strings that she's dancing in front of the podium with, you know, when she states those words. Any comment on that one, Don?
Well, what comes to mind, first of all, she's on film, on intelligence film, at the Bank of Crozier in Grenada, picking up billions of dollars there, doing the CIA transactions. And Christopher Story charges that she and her husband, her estranged husband, I want to say.
Oh, are they separated now?
Well, I mean, they might as well be. But,
go ahead.
You know, I said I want to say, but I'm not saying.
Well, estranged in certain respects. Let's just put it that way, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
They have been, you know, from the onset. Clinton was president when Wanta was thrown illegally in jail. They tried killing him numerous times using the Swiss banking authorities and Swiss intelligence. They tried doing it with Wisconsin. He was thrown in the gulag in the United States. He spent the last 14 years of his life literally, you know, fighting to stay alive. And while these people just raided all these bank accounts, and they have the audacity to talk about global or sovereign responsibility or mutual responsibility or whatever term, doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, but Don, Hillary's a good woman. She set up the Children's Defense Fund. Now, come on.
Yeah, that's the money that Vince Foster brought back right before he was found murdered.
Right.
Although they prefer to call it a suicide. By the way, I think there's going to be some new research information about that escapade coming out soon.
Vince Foster?
Oh yeah, that's not over. None of that is over. In fact, you know, while you have an active case like the Wantagate case, you know, they think just because they have money that they have all the power. It's only those that acknowledge that they have a lot of money and see themselves as being subservient that gives them their power. If you imagine them with no money, and you know they gotta pull their pants down to use the bathroom too, okay?
Or put their pants on one leg at a time. Now let's just tone this down a little bit here, okay?
Well, I said use the bathroom. I didn't say what they were doing in the bathroom.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, you know, they're no better than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this world is designed to give power to those who have money. And there are plenty of people that don't have money right now who are managing to get by. They're not happy, and I'm not saying that that's right that people are put in that position. But if people would just wake up and realize that because we don't have as much money as a select few of bankers and Illuminati figures and thieves that are controlling the whole world economy, stealing through the court systems and stealing through corporate business and stealing through all the foundations that the government pays for. You know, every opportunity they have to steal from us, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't mean to vent right now, but I'm going to vent for a second because they're doing it with the drug companies, they're doing it with the oil companies. They're doing it through manipulation of the educational system. They're doing it through the religious system as well, through the churches. And they do that by putting putting religious organizations, 501c3s, under the jurisdiction of the federal government. Whatever happened to separation of church and state?
Let me interrupt your vent for a moment here. Let's go to a break, okay? Michael Herzog with my special guest Don Nikoloff here on Tuesdays. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. It gets better.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, weekly guest, Don Nikoloff, with a short segment here. And Don was in the middle of venting, and we had to break for a commercial, so we're going to allow Don to continue to vent here. Go ahead, Don.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Over the weekend, I got to listen to some of the spin that Fox News was doing on the debate, and I got to listen to a couple of presentations that Ron Paul's people assembled together in a single video. So you could listen to all of his responses. And it's so obvious that they stacked the audience with the people that they wanted in there. They probably had to pay people to go in there to clap for Rudy Giuliani.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. I mean, did they actually, do you know whether they stacked the audience or whether they just put that overdubbed clapping in there? Because you just, unless you're looking directly at the audience, you really don't know.
It sounded like it was in the studio. The ambience of the background noise sounded like it was there. It was almost as if that was scripted to happen. And they certainly didn't object to him interrupting. I mean, what if all the other candidates had interrupted each other the same way.
Well, I know that that they have signs that they pull up, you know, that says applause. You know, that they show the audience when they want that response out of them. So that may have happened. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, according to the rules, you know, quote unquote rules of the debate, they're not supposed to interrupt. But nonetheless, it was obvious that was stacked. Now, what was interesting to me later on, like last night, Charlie Rose on PBS had an interview with Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is touting Hank Paulson, our U.S. Treasury Secretary, as being very much liked by China, which there is nothing further from the truth. They do not trust the man. In fact, they don't trust our administration. And you're just hearing about this $60 trillion now. I've been talking about it a much more money than that for over a year and a half. And they throw this $1 trillion figure out there, but they I remind the listeners that China has already last year, between September and October, withdrawn $32 trillion of the Clearinghouse Interbank Payment System credits, or the chips, they're called, that allow us to borrow money against those credits. They pulled their money out of the chips accounts. $32 trillion. Now, does a country that loves our Treasury Secretary do that kind of thing to our economy?
No, absolutely, but again, that's what concerns me, is because they never tell the American people the truth, and now that they've got this figure blasted on the front page of USA Today, it sticks in the back of my mind that they're preparing something, because otherwise... Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to ask, do you recall, since you've known me, that I've been telling you about this?
Oh, no, I agree with you, you know, but I'm just saying that why, you know, what is the motive? You know, they don't do anything by accident, Don.
No, this is scripted.
Right. So the motive behind them, you know, releasing that particular number at this point in time, your thoughts on that? What's the possibilities?
Part of it has to do with the fact that just quite possibly they're losing control of that whole situation, that they're not going to stop this information from coming out forever. They've been pretty good at doing it in the mainstream media, but it's all over the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Idaho Observer has published the article as well. Greg Zizmansky has written several stories on it. RBN has interviewed Leo Wanta, Michael C. Cottrell, his treasurer, vice president, and Christopher Story from worldreports.org and International Currency Review. All those gentlemen have been on RBN numerous times in the last year and a half, talking in great detail about this story. Now, a freelance journalist by the name of Rob Walters posted a telephone call that he made to the Treasury Department recently, and I got to talk to the editor of his paper, the Ellenville Journal, in Ellenville, New York. And it was kind of interesting. On a gut instinct, he called up the Treasury Department and asked if Paulson had been arrested last December. They told him that he was there for a two-week period in the middle of December, and specifically he was there and arrested on December 23rd. And they assigned under a special security contract $350 million contract to keep tabs on where he was going. He arrived to the Ford funeral late, and it was seen on TV, him arriving late.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a sort of an ad hoc tribunal that went on. You know, they called him to the mat because twice he tried to stop the Wanta money from going out of the from Deutsche Bank. Add to that the recent appearance of the Queen of England here in the United States, and she was here to get her $4.8 trillion. So we figured the math out last week. $9.3 trillion has been stolen, money that doesn't belong to them, by court and by the fact that this money was, the rest of that money was stolen from the Bank of England. And that was the gold's, the Queen's Leyen gold asset. $4.8 trillion. That was pulled on March the 29th and the 30th over an eight-hour period where they were supposedly fixing and checking the interbank computer systems that they were using.
Okay.
In reality, was a gold heist.
All right. Well, let's take a break. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to expound a bit on gold heists. We'll talk about that 9/11 gold heist. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. Stick with us. It gets better.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. Don, let's see. We were on the subject of gold heists here. All right, expound on that a bit. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I said basically everything you need to say about the gold heist as far as the one that went on in the Bank of England.
Mm-hmm, but
of course, we stand to have our embassy dismantled there. Several people are calling for that to happen until that money is returned, because it's been stolen, basically. And it's been stolen by the same group I've been writing about now for the past 4 or 5 months.
All right. Now, is this the same group who had an interest in confiscating that gold out of the bottom of the World Trade Center when just prior to its collapse?
I would presume it's the same group. You would have to look at You know, I've stayed out of the 9/11 controversy other than looking at the financial transactions and the key players there. And what I've noticed recently, Frank Lowy, who was Larry Silverstein's partner, is in a little bit hot water in Israel over some alleged bank scandal with Olmert there. So his name pops up, and the man's living in Australia. It's kind of interesting. He's involved in 9/11. He's in some hot water in Israel, but his real estate company is located in Australia.
Hmm. Well, I just happened to watch about a 10-minute clip on another, you know, variance of 9/11, basically on the premise of follow the money and who stands to gain. And the consensus of it was that based upon the evidence and what they had gone into, Al-Qaeda, bin Laden, and I don't remember, there was one other one that said that as on a scale of 1 to 10 of what there was to gain off of 9/11, it was zero. But Cheney, Bush, and the oil companies was on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 10. So, you know, all of the evidence, with no doubt whatsoever, points to this cabal that is, you know, occupying certain elements of our administration and yes, even the former members, yeah. Which goes back to what I'd read an article yesterday as I was going through my Memorial Day show, and there's an article on Rents.com called The Bush Family Oligarchy Funding the Hitler Project, and I found it fascinating that on page 6 of that article, this gentleman alludes to some of the same writings that you had in your article on Tesla and his murder and, you know, George H.W. Bush being George H. Scherf, Jr., where it reveals that the documents, there's newly released documents that show Bush and his colleagues, according to reports from the U.S. Department of the Treasury and FBI, tried to conceal their financial alliance with the German industrialist Fritz Thyssen, the Stealing Coal Baron, who in the 20s, personally funded Adolf Hitler's rise to power, and then it goes on and talks about, you know, Brown Brothers Harriman and that issue. So isn't it funny how all the dots are connected, and they, you know, it just seems like everything fits together. And the more that, as I'll quote it from a movie last night, the more that you uncover, the uglier it gets, you know?
Oh, yeah, it gets to where you feel almost helpless because where do you start? And I think you start by identifying who these people are, which is what we've done. We've shown that they're not who they say they are. That should be a major issue with every American right there. I mean, some of them got elected to the highest office in the land. And it has to be.
But on that subject,
it has to be.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, isn't there something illegal about that?
Well, I mean, let's look at what's going on right now, Don. I mean, I've watched both of the Republican debates, and you've got 10 guys standing up there, 9 of which are manipulated and controlled, one of which, because he isn't manipulated and controlled, is they're doing everything they can do to toss him out. And it's the same thing with the Democratic Party. And then you've got Barack Obama that's talking about, you know, the nationalized health care again. And then you've got Hillary Clinton talking about shared prosperity and basically, you know, having us all live in that same little community she talked about under the Clinton administration where we give everything up. All of these people, they do not get into that position unless they are sold out, they are compromised, they are bought up, and they're in a position of being controlled. Now, Ron Paul has gotten there simply by his exemplary record in office and his public backing. Now, he, by his own admission, does not have the funds needed. I saw him on a clip the other day talking about he needed, you know, $100 million. He was on Bill Maher on HBO Saturday night. And, you know, Bill Maher, being a Democrat, is going to support Ron Paul. But the thing is, it's not just that. You not only need the money, but you need the backing of the people. And then there's something I'm a little bit naive about, and I'll admit so, the electoral college and how it works. Okay, because I know that if you win by a popular vote, but you lose in the electoral college, you still lose.
Right? Those votes count against you. Yeah, you can sweep up all the votes in the state without having won the majority of the votes in that state.
Right. So who is controlling the electoral votes?
Well, they've got several ways to do this, don't they? I mean, we know from some of the documentaries that have come out, including Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. There's a whole clip in there taken from a court proceeding where they're flat out admitting in court that you can play games with the machines. You can fudge the vote.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen that happen.
Not only do they do it with the machines, they do it with the actual roll of eligible voters. And they've excluded people who were legally able to vote. We know that. They did that in Florida, and they did something probably more corrupt in Ohio.
Right. So they have all these different tools of the trade that they use to manipulate whoever it is, and they're giving you a choice of criminal A or criminal B. And the parties themselves, you know, depending on which way you want to vote, it doesn't really make any difference.
It matters not at all who's there. It's a puppet. The person that's in there is a puppet.
Yeah, so ultimately the only hope that we've got realistically for bringing, you know, for reeling in the semblance of the United States of America, as it were, as a constitutional republic, is Ron Paul. Because any of these other people, you know, it looks as if, when I watch these debates, it looks as if, yes, Ron Paul is totally bipolar to the overall, you know, views of the, quote, Republican Party. But the truth be known is that Ron Paul is the only true Republican in there. The rest of these guys might as well be, you know, right-wing Democrats. So, you know, and the looks that they, I don't know, did you watch those debates, Don?
Yes, I did, I have to say.
it's amusing.
It was ridiculous. It wasn't even a debate.
Well, they set him up with, you know, the line of questioning that they ask, and you know, Rudy Giuliani, you know, asks, you know, interrupts and then asks him to retract a statement that he made, and he blinks his eyes like he can't believe that's happening. And this is all scripted. It reminded me of a poor B movie with Ronald Reagan as an actor. You know what I mean? Before Ronald Reagan got into politics, he wasn't that great of an actor. Giuliani doesn't even match up to a Ronald Reagan as an actor. He's a very poor actor. You know,
well, he's a cross-dresser, too.
Well, I know. He didn't even look surprised. I mean, he tried to look surprised, if you get my drift. But it was a scripted surprise. At any rate, you've got this guy up here who, you know, putting him up there with 10 or 9 other so-called Republicans, and he looks like he shouldn't even be in that party. But the truth be known is he is the only conservative Republican in there. The rest of these guys, God knows what they are. You know, we know they're controlled, we know they're manipulated, and we know that the party itself, along with Fox News, is doing everything they can to oust him, to get him out of there, because he's making the rest of the party look bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here.
No, that's okay. You know, a while back, a friend of mine told me that he overheard Oliver North telling Bill Clinton to stop whining. He was going to get his turn. Now, how would Oliver North know that? You know, and these are the kinds of stories that come out. Now, that this is not conjecture. That came from somebody that knows Oliver North.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we know that they decide these things at the Bilderberg meetings or the Council on Foreign Relations, PNAC, the Brookings Institution, all of these groups, these think tanks and these foundations are just made up of the same people, not to mention Halliburton and Carlyle and all the secretive groups that are supported by big business.
Right, and then Carlyle was mentioned, and I go back to that clip that I watched earlier today. Carlyle was mentioned as one of the grandiose benefactors of 9/11. So, you know, the bottom line is the people that they're attempting to point a finger at, which is Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, really have zero to gain in this whole debacle. And everything that has happened since 9/11 has benefited the defense contractors, the oil companies. You know, they've enacted draconian legislation. And what I find fascinating, just like I mentioned in my show yesterday, when Bush is up making a speech, for Memorial Day, and he's talking about how we're, you know, in Iraq and we're in Afghanistan and we're bringing freedom to that country. I mean, how duplicitous a statement that can be when on the flip side of the coin, he's passing executive orders and presidential decrees and signing legislation just as fast as they can stick it in front of him to strip us of habeas corpus and posse comitatus and put us in or put himself into a position where at the snap of a finger, you know, we can go into a total martial law. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, and that's why I can't even watch this man talk anymore.
I know.
Sorry, I'm going off on another tangent here. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I mean, you're expressing my sentiments exactly. I heard the press, what do you want to call it, performance that he did in the Rose Garden last week. Toward the end of the week, and you know, after the things that I've been writing about and researching, and you hear the exact opposite come out of his mouth. I mean, how many people have seen, you know, Loose Change or 9/11 Eyewitness or any of the great videos that are out there about 9/11? Or any of the Alex Jones documentaries, or you know, whomever, it doesn't matter. Or who has read a book or studied something. Michael Rupert had a pretty good book out a couple of years ago. He's in Chile hiding.
I thought he was in Venezuela.
Venezuela. I misspoke. Mm-hmm. Venezuela. And that's, you know, it's like you say the truth, you write about the truth, you tell the people about the truth, and they want to get rid of you. Why? Because it's true? Because they're culpable? And you know, I mean, let's not insult our intelligence here. We know what's going on. And you can hear the lies that were told to the little school children when he said, I saw the first plane hit. I was standing in the hallway and the TV was obviously on. Well, who can see a picture on a TV that's not obviously on? I mean, you know, the language and the lies and the syntax of a liar and a psychopath. Is disgusting. Now they talk about the borders and about illegal immigration or legal immigration or amnesty. You know what? To show you're the president of the United States, what I would suggest is give everybody in this country a chance to have a job. And until there's everybody in this country that wants to work has a job, don't give jobs to anyone else outside the country and don't allow anyone else into the country until all those jobs have been filled. To me, then you can spend all your time protecting the border. In fact, you can do that while you're making sure everybody gets a job. I've not heard anybody make that suggestion yet.
Well, tell me, in your estimation, Don, how is it that you know, the dumbed-down American public, and speaking of dumbed-down, I wanted to mention that next week I've got Charlotte Isserbeed coming on, who wrote the book on the dumbing down of America. I walked into a Whataburger the other day and to get on the register on the McDonald's and the Whataburger and all these fast food restaurants, they actually have the picture of what you're ordering, so it doesn't confuse these people, right? In other words, all they have to do is punch a button and it has the picture on it. Do you know that I went up to a register, and not only could this guy not make change, he had to get help from a supervisor, but he could not even find the picture of what it was I was ordering and needed help. This is how bad it's starting to get, folks. And and this is why, you know, when I went into that Whataburger last week, I thought, you know what? I thought of Charlotte Isserbeed, and I thought, you know what? I got to have this lady on my show to expound a bit on what's happening. So in asking my question, you know, I don't understand how it is that this man can get on television and lie as bad as he lies, and then have it perpetuated by Hannity and Combs and Rush Limbaugh on the radio waves and so forth, and the people just do not catch on. They don't connect the dots.
They're talking about it like it's true and like it makes sense, and which shows how conspiratorial they are in the whole process and what jerks they are. They're as dumb for playing the game. You know?
Well, is it? I mean, psychologically speaking, it's got to be that the dumbed down American public, and I'm going to find out more about this next week when I talk to Charlotte. But it's got to be that the dumbed down American public really doesn't want to know. They are to the place where somewhere deep in their gut they've got to realize that there's something majorly wrong, but they just don't want to face the reality of it.
Michael, there are some people that are so far gone that they don't even know that they're dumbed down, okay? And if you even tell them that they're dumbed down, the process of telling them dumbs them down even more. That's what I'm seeing, okay? Now, we talked about Tavistock last week. You know, Tavistock plays a big role, the Tavistock Institute, in the guidelines for who's going to manage, like, the NEA. The National Education Association. You know, that's run by SRI. SRI, Stanford Research Institute, is actually a wing or an extension of Stanford University. And they ran the remote viewing program and probably are still running it. They've run all kinds of biowarfare experiments, and they're funded to do research on coming up with cures for certain types of organisms that they're releasing out into the environment. Many they don't have cures for, you know, and they don't really care because they're just going to try to kill people off. But SRI, the same people that are involved in these bio weapons and biotechnology, are also in charge of coming up with the overall plan for the NEA. It's run out of Stanford Research Institute. And then that is under the auspice of Tavistock Institute. They have it all orchestrated, and it's always the same universities. And, you know, when you look at where Condoleezza Rice is from, she went to Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The rest of them are Yale or University of Chicago, pretty much across the board.
All right, let's take a break before we continue to vent here, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my guest Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in 3. It's getting better. Stick with us.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately.
When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Don Nikoloff. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour here. It's funny, we were talking about that, about the dumbed down Americans, and I just happened to look at an article here. Even my friend D.V. Kidd, okay, is talking about one of the most often asked questions to her in her emails is, what will it take to wake up her family or their family or friends? Why do Americans care so little for their freedom that they refuse to even consider the truth about the mechanisms in play destroying this republic? It's literally amazing, and it's starting to manifest itself really profusely in every turn, every walk of life, Don, you know?
Oh, sure. And, you know, we believe that we have to have everybody awake. We don't need everybody awake, Michael. We need an additional 2%. About 3% of the people are actually awake. We need 2%, and you have 5% of our population awake, and that's enough to change the tide.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would agree with that, because it was about the same percentage in the Revolutionary War. We had, 3 to 5% of the people that were actually fighting. The other 95% were standing on the sidelines going, yeah, we hope you win, boy, oh, boy. You know, they were cheering, but they weren't doing anything. I got a little bad news, yes. Well, I don't know if it's bad news. I could probably understand it, but I had the scoop yesterday on Cindy Sheehan. She's actually bowing out of the movement now. She is so sick of getting lambasted, and she's given up. She lost her son, obviously, in Iraq, and she's given up a 29-year marriage, and she's spent a lot of her money, being an anti-war activist, and she's just dumbfounded as how people just will not wake up and understand what's going on here. You know, it's
sure.
It's very frustrating.
She's upset that no one's at least, backing her up or coming to her aid. Although, her mission is a personal issue. When you talk about things like the war and the pretense that they went there in the war, then we know that there are things coming out now that certainly blow that whole theory out of the water. I don't know if you heard that Cheney and Carlyle and company were giving nuclear technology to Iran quite a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is being blamed on them like it's something they're doing in the background, and yet, the news is coming out that these documents purport that this has been going on for quite a long time. They've known about this. This is not something that the Iranians are doing on their own.
No, well, it's no different.
They assisted them.
Yeah, it's no different than, they're talking about Saddam Hussein was a bad guy and he had weapons of mass destruction. Well, hey, guess what? First of all, we put him into power. And number two, we gave him the weapons. All right? So, yeah, of course, we knew he had weapons, so they were outdated. But we knew he had them because we gave them to him. I mean,
He was Bush's oil park.
It's just the nature of this administration, the underlying, the deceptive nature is so duplicitous. Mm-hmm. They'll say whatever they have to say based on what's going to benefit them. It's follow the money. All right, we're going to take a break up at the top of the hour. This is Michael Herzog with my guest Don Nikoloff. We'll be back in 2 minutes this time. I'll open up the phone lines after the first of the hour, and you guys can. This is Vent Day. You guys can call in and vent today. So we'll see you in 2 minutes. Stick with us. It gets even better.